This is the Bible Book of Chronicles, Book 1, as read from the Old King James Bible, 1611, where the words added by man have been removed, and replaced with a comma. Please pause before starting to listen, or read this, as you must ask Holy Spirit to fill in the missing words and provide the context. Only Holy Spirit understands what the true context is. It may appear strange to read or hear the gaps, but Holy Spirit will fill these up with meaning, but only if, you have 1. Given your life to Jesus Christ. 2. Forgiven everyone of everything they have done. 3. Asked Holy Spirit to come within you, and teach, and lead, and guide you. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 1. Adam, Sheth, Enosh. Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared. Hanok, Methuselah, Lamech. Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Rephaith, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Saba, and Havilah, and Sapta, and Ramah, and Sapcha. And the sons of Ramah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begot Nimrod, he began to be mighty upon the earth. And Mizraim begot Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim. And Pathruzim, and Casluhim, of whom came the Philistines, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begot Zidon his firstborn, and Hate. The Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite. And the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite. And the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. The sons of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Meshech. And Arphaxad begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons, the name of the one, Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name, Joktan. And Joktan begot Almodad, and Chaleph, and Hazarmaveth, and Jera. Hadoram also, and Uzal, and Dikla. And Ebal, and Abimael, and Sheba. And Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these, the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah. Eber, Peleg, Reu. Serug, Nahor, Terah. Abram, the same, Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These, their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam. Mishma, and Duma, Massa, Hadad, and Tema. Jeter, Napish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. Now the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bears Imran, and Jokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And the sons of Jokshan, Sheba, and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Ephur, and Hanok, and Abidah, and Eldad. All these, the sons of Keturah. And Abraham begot Isaac. The sons of Isaac, Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Jush, and Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Gadam, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahat, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir, Ladan, and Shobal, and Zibeon, and Anna, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Ladan, Hori, and Homam, and Timnah, Ladan's sister. The sons of Shobal, Alien, and Manahath, and Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. And the sons of Zibeon, Aya, and Anna. The sons of Anna, Dishon. And the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Eshbon, and Ithran, and Jerin. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, Jokin. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. Now these, the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before, king reigned over the children of Israel, Bela the son of Beer, and the name of his city, Dinhaba. And when Bela was dead, Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his stead. And when Jobab was dead, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And when Husham was dead, Hadad the son of Bedad, which smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city, Abath. And when Hadad was dead, Samla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And when Samla was dead, Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And when Shaul was dead, Baal-Hanan the son of Akbar reigned in his stead. And when Baal-Hanan was dead, Hadad reigned in his stead, and the name of his city, Pi, and his wife's name, Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mazahab. Hadad died also. And the dukes of Edom were, Duke Timnah, Duke Aliah, Duke Jethet, Duke Ahalabama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinyon, Duke Kenaz, Duke Taman, Duke Mibzar, Duke Magdiel, Duke Iram. These, the dukes of Edom. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 2. These, the sons of Israel, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, and Jelah, three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua the Canaanites. And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar his daughter-in-law bare him for Phareh and Zerah. All the sons of Judah, five. The sons of Phareh, Hezron, and Hamel. And the sons of Zerah, Zimri, and Ethan, and Heman, and Kalkal, and Dara, five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi, Achar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Ethan, Azariah. The sons also of Hezron, that were born unto him, Jeremiel, and Ram, and Kelubai. And Ram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nahshon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nahshon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. And Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot his firstborn Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shimmah the third. Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth. Azam the sixth, David the seventh. Whose sisters, Zeruiah, and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, and Job, and Asahel, three. And Abigail bare Amasa, and the father of Amasa, Jether the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Hezron begot, of Azubah, wife, and of Jerioth, her sons, these, Shur, and Shobab, and Ardan. And when Azubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrath, which bare him Hur. And Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezaleel. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir the father of Gilead, whom he married when he, 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begot Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur, and Aram, with the towns of Jair, from them, with Kenath, and the towns thereof, 80 cities. All these, the sons of Machir the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead in Calbephrata, then Abiah Hezron's wife bare him Ashur the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Jeremiel the firstborn of Hezron were, Ram the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oren, and Uzam, Ahijah. Jeremiel had also another wife, whose name, Adarah, she, the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram the firstborn of Jeremiel were, Maz, and Jamin, and Eker. And the sons of Onam were, Shammai, and Jada. And the sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur, Abihail, and she bare him Abon, and Molad. And the sons of Nadab, Sealed, and Upam, but Sealed died without children. And the sons of Upam, Ishi. And the sons of Ishi, Sheshan. And the children of Sheshan, Alai. And the sons of Jada the brother of Shammai, Jether, and Jonathan, and Jether died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Peleth, and Zaza. These were the sons of Jerahmeel. Now Sheshan had no sons, but daughters. And Sheshan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name, Jarha. And Sheshan gave his daughter to Jarha his servant to wife, and she bare him Ittai. And Ittai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad. And Zabad begot Ephlal, and Ephlal begot Obed. And Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. And Azariah begot Helez, and Helez begot Eleazar. And Eleazar begot Sisamai, and Sisamai begot Shalom. And Shalom begot Jechamiah, and Jechamiah begot Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb the brother of Jerahmeel, Mesha his firstborn, which was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Mersha the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Tapuah, and Rekem, and Shema. And Shema begot Raham, the father of Horkoam, and Rekem begot Shammai. And the son of Shammai, Mon, and Mon, the father of Bethzer. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Moza, and Gazez, and Haran begot Gazez. And the sons of Yadai, Rejem, and Jotham, and Gishan, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Chaph. Macha, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheber and Tirinah. She bare also Shaaf the father of Madmanah, Sheba the father of Machbanah, and the father of Jibiah, and the daughter of Caleb, Exa. These were the sons of Caleb the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal the father of Kirjath-Jearim, Salma the father of Bethlehem, Haraph the father of Beth-Gader. And Shobal the father of Kirjath-Jearim had sons, Haroi, half of the Manahatites. And the families of Kirjath-Jearim, the Ithrites, and the Puhites, and the Shematites, and the Mishrates, of them came the Zariathites, and the Eshtalites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Adaroth, the house of Job, and half of the Manahatites, the Zorites. And the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shemethites, Suchathites. These, the Kenites that came of Hemath, the father of the house of Rechab. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon, of Ahinoam the Jezreelites, the second Daniel, of Abigail the Carmelites. The third, Absalom the son of Macha the daughter of Talma king of Geshur, the fourth, Adonijah the son of Hajith. The fifth, Shephishah of Abital, the sixth, Ithream by Eglah his wife. Six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four, of Bathshua the daughter of Amiel. Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet. And Nogah, and Nepheg, and Japhiah. And Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine. All the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines, and Tamar their sister. And Solomon's son, Rehoboam, Abia his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. And the sons of Josiah, the firstborn Yohanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son. And the sons of Jeconiah, Asur, Salatiel his son. Malchiram also, and Pedaiah, and Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hashemah, and Netabiah. And the sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel, and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshullam, and Hananiah, and Shelomith their sister. And Hashubah, and Ohel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, Jushab east, five. And the sons of Hananiah, Pelashiah, and Jesaiah, the sons of Rephiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah. and the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hathish, and Igeal, and Beriah, and Neriah, and Shaphat, 6. And the sons of Neriah, Elioena, and Hezekiah, and Azricam, 3. And the sons of Elioena, Hodeah, and Eliashiv, and Peleah, and Akub, and Yohanan, and Deliah, and Anani, 7. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Phareh, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. And Reaiah the son of Shobal begot Hahad, and Hahad begot Ahumai, and Lahad. These, the families of the Zorathites. And these, the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister, Hazalelponi. And Penuel the father of Gedur, and Ezer the father of Husha. These, the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrata, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur the father of Tekoa had two wives, Hela and Nara. And Nara bare him Ahuzam, and Heper, and Tamini, and Hahashteri. These, the sons of Nara. And the sons of Hela, Zeruth, and Jazur, and Ethnan. And Cuz begot Anub, and Zobiba, and the families of Aharhel the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, O that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep, from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. And Caleb the brother of Shua begot Mehir, which, the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Bethrapha, and Pasi, and Tehina the father of Irnahash. These, the men of Recha. And the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hadhud. And Mianuttai begot Ophra, and Seraiah begot Job, the father of the valley of Charashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Illah, and Nam, and the sons of Illah, even Kenaz. And the sons of Jehiel Lil, Ziv, and Zipha, Tiriah, and Asiriel. And the sons of Ezra, Jether, and Mird, and Ephor, and Jalan, and she bare Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishba the father of Eshtimo. And his wife Jehudajab bare Jared the father of Gedur, and Heber the father of Sako, and Jekuthiel the father of Zanoah. And these, the sons of Bithiah the daughter of Pharaoh, which Mird took. And the sons of, wife Hodiah the sister of Naham, the father of Kila the Garmite, and Eshtimo the Moshathite. And the sons of Shimon, Amnon, and Rinnah, Benhanan, and Tilan. And the sons of Ishi, Zohate, and Ben-Zohate. The sons of Shelah the son of Judah, Er the father of Lekah, and Lada the father of Mershah, and the families of the house of them that wrought fine linen, of the house of Ashbi. And Jochim, and the men of Chozbah, and Joash, and Saraph, who had the dominion in Moab, and Jashubalehem. And, ancient things. These, the potters, and those that dwelt among plants and hedges, there they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, and Jamin, Jerub, Zerah, Shal. Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. And Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brethren had not many children, neither did all their family multiply, like to the children of Judah. And they dwelt at Beersheba, and Molada, and Hazarshual. And at Bilhah, and at Izem, and at Tolad. And at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag. And at Beth Markaboth, and Hazar Susim, and at Beth Biarai, and at Jaarim. These, their cities unto the reign of David. And their villages, Etam, and An, Rimmon, and Takan, and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their villages that, round about the same cities, unto Baal. These, their habitations, and their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Joshua the son of Amaziah. And Joel, and Jehu the son of Josabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, and Elioena, and Jacobah, and Shohea, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Jezameel, and Benaiah, and Ziza the son of Shiphi, the son of Alon, the son of Jedeah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by names, princes in their families, and the house of their fathers increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedir, unto the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found fat pasture and good, and the land, wide, and quiet, and peaceable, for Abraham had dwelt there of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and smote their tents, and the habitations that were found there, and destroyed them utterly unto this day, and dwelt in their rooms, because pasture there for their flocks. And, of them, of the sons of Simeon, 500 men, went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Pelatia and Neriah and Rephaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. And they smote the rest of the Amalekites that were escaped, and dwelt there unto this day. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, for he, the firstborn, but, forasmuch as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph the son of Israel, and the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him, the chief ruler, but the birthright, Joseph's. The sons, of Reuben the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria carried away, he, prince of the Reubenites, and his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, the chief, Jeiel, and Zechariah, and Bela the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aroer, even unto Nebo and Baalmean. And eastward he inhabited unto the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout all the east of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt over against them, in the land of Bashan unto Salcah. Joel the chief, and Shapham the next, and Jonah, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brethren of the house of their fathers, Michael, and Meshullam, and Sheba, and Jorah, and Jachin, and Zia, and Heber, 7. These, the children of Abihail the son of Uri, the son of Yeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Shishai, the son of Yadu, the son of Buz. Ahi the son of Abdil, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers. And they dwelt in Gilead in Bashan, and in her towns, and in all the suburbs of Sharon, upon their borders. All these were reckoned by genealogies in the days of Jotham king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh, of valiant men, men able to bear buckler and sword, and to shoot with bow, and skillful in war, 44,730, that went out to the war. And they made war with the Hagarites, with Jetur, and Nephish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, and all that, with them, for they cried to God in the battle, and he was interceded of them, because they put their trust in him. And they took away their cattle, of their camels 50,000, and of sheep 250,000, and of asses 2,000, and of men 100,000. For there fell down many slain, because the war, of God. And they dwelt in their steads until the captivity. And the children of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land, they increased from Bashan unto Baal Hermon and Seir, and unto Mount Hermon. And these, the heads of the house of their fathers, even Ephor and Ishi, and Eliel, and Azrael, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Yadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of the house of their fathers. And they transgressed against the God of their fathers, and went a-whoring after the gods of the people of the land, whom God destroyed before them. And the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser king of Assyria, and he carried them away, even the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them unto Halah, and Habor, and Hara, and to the river Gozan, unto this day. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 6. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. And the children of Amram, Aaron, and Moses, and Miriam. The sons also of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, Phinehas begot Abishua. And Abishua begot Bukai, and Bukai begot Uzzi. And Uzzi begot Zeriah, and Zeriah begot Meraioth. Meraioth begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. And Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Ahimaaz. And Ahimaaz begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Yohanan. And Yohanan begot Azariah, he, that executed the priest's office in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah begot Amariah, and Amariah begot Ahitub. And Ahitub begot Zadok, and Zadok begot Shalom. And Shalom begot Hilkiah, and Hilkiah begot Azariah. And Azariah begot Seraiah, and Seraiah begot Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went, when the Lord carried away Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And these, the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. And the sons of Kohath, Amram, and Izhar, and Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Mahli, and Mushi. And these, the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Hahad his son, Tsima his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, Jderai his son. The sons of Kohath, Amminadab his son, Korah his son, Asur his son, Elkanah his son, and Ebiasaph his son, and Asur his son, Tahat his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. And the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Ahimoth. Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zaphi his son, and Nahat his son. Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son. And the sons of Samuel, the firstborn Vashni, and Abiah. The sons of Merari, Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uwa his son. Shimeah his son, Haggiah his son, Asaiah his son. And these, whom David set over the service of song in the house of the Lord, after that the ark had rest. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing, until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they waited on their office according to their order. And these, they that waited with their children. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman a singer, the son of Joel, the son of Shemuel. The son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of To. The son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahad, the son of Amasai. The son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah. The son of Tahat, the son of Asur, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah. The son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood on his right hand, Asaph the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah. The son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Malchiah. The son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adaiah. The son of Ethan, the son of Tsimah, the son of Shimei. The son of Hahad, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And their brethren the sons of Merari, on the left hand, Ethan the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Malukah. The son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah. The son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shamer. The son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brethren also the Levites, appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered upon the altar of the burnt offering, and on the altar of incense, for all the work of the Most Holy, and to make an atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses the servant of God had commanded. And these, the sons of Aaron, Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Bukai his son, Uzi his son, Zariah his son, Miraiath his son, Amariah his son, Ahitab his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. Now these, their dwelling places throughout their castles in their coasts, of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for theirs was the lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, and the suburbs thereof round about it. But the fields of the city, and the villages thereof, they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Judah, Hebron, of refuge, and Libna with her suburbs, and Jatir, and Eshtemo, with their suburbs, and Hilan with her suburbs, Debir with her suburbs, and Ashan with her suburbs, and Beth Shemesh with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with her suburbs, and Alameth with her suburbs, and Anathoth with her suburbs. All their cities throughout their families, 13 cities. And unto the sons of Kohat, left of the family of that tribe, out of the half tribe, the half of Manasseh, by lot, 10 cities. And to the sons of Gershom throughout their families out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. Unto the sons of Merari, by lot, throughout their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the children of Israel gave to the Levites, cities with their suburbs. And they gave by lot out of the tribe of the children of Judah, and out of the tribe of the children of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities, which are called by names. And, of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their coasts out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave unto them, the cities of refuge, Shechem in Mount Ephraim with her suburbs, also Gezer with her suburbs, and Jokmeam with her suburbs, and Beth Horon with her suburbs, and Aijalon with her suburbs, and Gathrimmon with her suburbs. And out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Anah with her suburbs, and Bileam with her suburbs, for the family of the remnant of the sons of Kohat. Unto the sons of Gershom, out of the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, Golan in Bashan with her suburbs, and Ashtarot with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with her suburbs, Deberoth with her suburbs, and Ramoth with her suburbs, and Anam with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal with her suburbs, and Abdon with her suburbs, and Hukok with her suburbs, and Rehob with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with her suburbs, and Hammon with her suburbs, and Kirjathaim with her suburbs. Unto the rest of the children of Merari, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimmon with her suburbs, Tabor with her suburbs. And on the other side Jordan by Jericho, on the east side of Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with her suburbs, and Yaza with her suburbs. Kedemoth also with her suburbs, and Mephath with her suburbs. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with her suburbs, and Mahanaim with her suburbs, and Heshbon with her suburbs, and Jazer with her suburbs. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 7. Now the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puah, Jashub, and Shimron, 4. And the sons of Tola, Uzi, and Rephiah, and Jeriel, and Yamei, and Jibsam, and Jemuel, heads of their father's house, of Tola, valiant men of might in their generations, whose number, in the days of David 22,600. And the sons of Uzi, Izriah, and the sons of Izriah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishiah, 5, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations, after the house of their fathers, bands of soldiers for war, 6,000 and 30,000, for they had many wives and sons. And their brethren among all the families of Issachar, valiant men of might, reckoned in all by their genealogies 87,000. Of Benjamin, Bela, and Becher, and Jediel, 3. And the sons of Bela, Esben, and Uzi, and Uziel, and Jerimoth, and Iri, 5, heads of the house of fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned by their genealogies 22,034. And the sons of Becher, Zemira, and Joash, and Elizur, and Elioena, and Omri, and Jerimoth, and Abia, and Anathoth, and Alameth. All these, the sons of Becher. And the number of them, after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, 20,200. The sons also of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Chinana, and Zethan, and Tharshish, and Ahishahar. All these the sons of Jediel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, 17,200, fit to go out for war, battle. Shuppim also, and Huppim, the children of Ir, Hushim, the sons of Ahir. The sons of Naphtali, Yaziel, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shalom, the sons of Bilha. The sons of Manasseh, Ashriel, whom she bare, his concubine the Aramites bare Machir the father of Gilead. And Machir took to wife, of Huppim and Shuppim, whose sister's name, Macha, and the name of the second, Zelophehad, and Zelophehad had daughters. And Macha the wife of Machir bare a son, and she called his name Perish, and the name of his brother, Sherish, and his sons, Ulam and Rakam. And the sons of Ulam, Bedan. These, the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamolth bare Ishad, and Abizer, and Mahalah. And the sons of Shemitah were, Ayan, and Shechem, and Laki, and Anayim. And the sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah, and Baird his son, and Tahat his son, and Elada his son, and Tahat his son. And Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son, and Ezer, and Elid, whom the men of Gath, born in, Lanslug, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived, and bare a son, and he called his name Beria, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter, Sherah, who built Beth Horon the nether, and the upper, and Uwan Sherah. And Repha, his son, also Resheph, and Tela his son, and Tayan his son. Ladan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son. Nan his son, Jehoshua his son. And their possessions and habitations, Bethel, and the towns thereof, and eastward Naran, and westward Gezer, with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof, unto Gaza and the towns thereof. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshean and her towns, Tanach and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph the son of Israel. The sons of Asher, Imnah, and Ijuah, and Ishue, and Beria, and Sarah their sister. And the sons of Beria, Heber, and Malchiel, who, the father of Berzavith. And Heber begot Japhlet, and Shemer, and Hotham, and Shua their sister. And the sons of Japhlet, Pesach, and Bimhal, and Ushvath. These, the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shamer, Ahi, and Roga, Jehubba, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helem, Zapha, and Imnah, and Chalesh, and Amal. The sons of Zapha, Suah, and Harnefer, and Jual, and Beri, and Imra. Bezer, and Had, and Shama, and Shilsha, and Ithran, and Bera. And the sons of Jether, Jephunna, and Pispa, and Era. And the sons of Ola, Ara, and Haniel, and Rizia. All these, the children of Asher, heads of, father's house, choice, mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. And the number throughout the genealogy of them that were apt to the war, to battle, 20 and 6,000 men. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 8. Now Benjamin begot Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were, Adar, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Aho, and Gera, and Shephupan, and Huram. And these, the sons of Ehud, these are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba, and they removed them to Manahath. And Naaman, and Aya, and Gera, he removed them, and begot Uah, and Ahiyad. And Shaharaim begot, in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away, Husham and Bara, his wives. And he begot of Hoj his wife, Jobab, and Zabiah, and Mesha, and Malchaim, and Juz, and Shachia, and Mirma. These, his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Husham he begot Abitub, and Elpal. The sons of Elpal, Eber, and Misam, and Shamed, who built Ono, and Lod, with the towns thereof. Biria also, and Shema, who, heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ijalan, who drove away the inhabitants of Geth. And Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth. And Zebediah, and Arad, and Ader. And Michael, and Ispa, and Yoha, the sons of Biria. And Zebediah, and Meshullam, and Hezekiah, and Heber. Ishmerai also, and Jezliah, and Jobab, the sons of Elpal. And Jochim, and Zikri, and Zabdi. And Eliene, and Ziltai, and Eliel. And Adaiah, and Berea, and Shimrath, the sons of Shimi. And Ishpan, and Heber, and Eliel. And Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan. And Hananiah, and Elam, and Antithijah. And Epediah, and Penuel, the sons of Shashak. And Shamsherai, and Jehariah, and Athaliah. And Jairsiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroham. These, heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief, these dwelt in Jerusalem. And at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name, Macha. And his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab. And Gedur, and Ahio, and Zachar. And Mikloth begot Shimea. And these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem, over against them. And No begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbal. And the son of Jonathan, Meribal, and Meribal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah, Pithon, and Melech, and Teriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoda, and Jehoda begot Alameth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri begot Moza. And Moza begot Biniah, Rapha, his son, Eleazar his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names, these, Azricam, Bacharu, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these, the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek his brother, Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons' sons, 150. All these, of the sons of Benjamin. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and, behold, they, written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that, in their possessions in their cities, the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim, and Manasseh. Uthai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Phare the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hazanuel. And Ibniah the son of Jeroham, and Ilah the son of Utsi, the son of Mikri, and Meshullam the son of Shephatiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Abnijah. And their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men, chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And of the priests, Jedaiah and Jehoiarib and Jachin. And Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraith, the son of Ahitab, the ruler of the house of God. And Adaiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and Maziah the son of Adil, the son of Yazarah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshulemith, the son of Immer. And their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,730, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levites, Shimeah the son of Hashab, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari. And Bakbakar, Harish, and Galal, and Mataniah the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Azaph. And Obadiah the son of Shimeah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters, Shalom, and Akub, and Talman, and Ahiman, and their brethren, Shalom, the chief. Who hitherto, in the king's gate eastward, they, porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom the son of Korah, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren, of the house of his father, the Korahites, over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their fathers, over the host of the Lord, keepers of the entry. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was the ruler over them in time past, the Lord, with him. Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah, porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these, chosen to be porters in the gates, 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children, the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, in their villages, to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge, upon them, and the opening thereof every morning, to them. And, of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tail. Of them also, appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And, of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mattithiah, of the Levites, who, the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And, of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, over the shew bread, to prepare, every Sabbath. And these, the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, in the chambers, free, for they were employed in work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites, chief throughout their generations, these dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name, Macha. And his firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Na, and Nadab. And Gedur, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begot Shemim. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem, over against their brethren. And Na begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbal. And the son of Jonathan, Meribal, and Meribal begot Micah. And the sons of Micah, Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah. And Ahaz begot Jerah, and Jerah begot Alameth, and Azmaveth, and Zimri begot Moza. And Moza begot Biniah, and Rephiah his son, Eleazar his son, Azel his son. And Azel had 6 sons, whose names, these, Azricam, Bacharu, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan, These, the sons of Azel. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul, and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, Draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me. But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword, and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword, and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that, in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities, and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head, and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to carry tidings unto their idols, and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against the Lord, against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking, of, a familiar spirit, to inquire. And inquired not of the Lord, therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David the son of Jesse. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, Behold, we, thy bone and thy flesh. And moreover in time past, even when Saul was king, thou, he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel, and the Lord thy God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be ruler over my people Israel. Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king to Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which, Jebus, where the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, Thou shalt not come hither. Nevertheless David took the castle of Zion, which, the city of David. And David said, Whosoever smite the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain. So Joab the son of Zeruiah went first up, and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Millo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David waxed greater and greater, for the Lord of hosts, with him. These also, the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this, the number of the mighty men whom David had, Jashobeam, an Hachmonite, the chief of the captains, he lifted up his spear against 300 slain, at one time. And after him, Eleazar the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who, of the three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of parcel, and delivered it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord saved, by a great deliverance. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David, then in the hold, and the Philistines garrison, then at Bethlehem. And David longed, and said, O that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, that, at the gate. And the three break through the host of the Philistines, and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, that, by the gate, and took, and brought, to David, but David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And said, My God forbid it me, that I should do this thing, shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with their lives they brought it. Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. And Abishai the brother of Joab, he was chief of the three, for lifting up his spear against 300, he slew, and had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two, for he was their captain, howbeit he attained not to the three. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand, a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These did Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the three, and David set him over his guard. Also the valiant men of the armies, Asahel the brother of Joab, Elhanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Harorite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikish the Tekoite, Abizer the Antithite, Sabike the Hushathite, Ila the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite, Heald the son of Bana the Netophathite, Ithai the son of Ribai of Gibeah, to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Hurai of the brooks of Gosh, Abil the Arbathite, Azmaveth the Baharumite, Eliabah the Shulbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan the son of Sheaj the Hararite, Ayim the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphel the son of Ur, Heper the Mekrathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Nare the son of Esbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibhar the son of Hagari, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Barothite, the armor-bearer of Job the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Alai, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Macha, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Utziah the Ashtarathite, Shama and Jehiel the sons of Hathan the Aroerite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Yoha his brother, the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam, and Ithma the Moabite, Eliel and Obed and Jaziel the Mezabite. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 12. Now these, they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish, and they, among the mighty men, helpers of the war, armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in stones and arrows out of a bow, of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief, Azer, then Joash, the sons of Shema the Gibethite, and Jaziel, and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, and Barachah, and Jehu the Antithite, and Ismaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Hahaziel, and Yohanan, and Josabad the Gadirathite, Eluzai, and Jerimoth, and Beliah, and Shemariah, and Shephishah the Harubhite, Elkanah, and Jeziah, and Azareel, and Jozer, and Jashobim, the Korites, and Jola, and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedir. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold to the wilderness men of might, men of war, for the battle, that could handle shield and buckler, whose faces, the faces of lions, and, as swift as the roes upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Yohanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These, of the sons of Gad, captains of the host, one of the least, over an hundred, and the greatest over a thousand. These, they that went over Jordan in the first month, when it had overflown all his banks, and they put to flight all, of the valleys, toward the east, and toward the west. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, If ye be come peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you, but if, to betray me to mine enemies, seeing, no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look, and rebuke. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, thine, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse, peace, peace, unto thee, and peace, to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. And there fell, of Manasseh to David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they helped them not, for the lords of the Philistines upon advisement sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Saul to our heads. As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh Adnah and Jozabad, and Jediel, and Michael, and Jozabad, and Elihu, and Ziltai, captains of the thousands that, of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band, for they, all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at time day by day there came to David to help him, until, a great host, like the host of God. And these, the numbers of the bands, ready armed to the war, came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. The children of Judah that bear shield and spear, 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi 4,600. And Jehoiada, the leader of the Aaronites, and with him, 3,700. And Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the kindred of Saul, 3,000, for hitherto the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Saul. And of the children of Ephraim 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh 18,000, which were expressed by name, to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them, 200, and all their brethren, at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank, not of double heart. And of Naphtali 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear 37,000. And of the Danites expert in war 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these men of war, that could keep rank, came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel, of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover they that were nigh them, unto Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on asses, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, meat, meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, and wine, and oil, and oxen, and sheep abundantly, for joy in Israel. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, If, good unto you, and, of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere, left in all the land of Israel, and with them, to the priests and Levites, in their cities, suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shear of Egypt even unto the entering of Hemath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baala, to Kirjath-Jearim, which, to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God the Lord, that dwelleth, the cherubims, whose name is called. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uah and Ahio drave the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came unto the threshing floor of Chidon, Uah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uah, and he smote him, because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased, because the Lord had made a breach upon Uah, wherefore that place is called Perazzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, How shall I bring the ark of God, to me? So David brought not the ark, to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom, and all that he had. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 14. Now Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and timber of cedars, with masons and carpenters, to build him an house. And David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high, because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. Now these, the names of children which he had in Jerusalem, Shammua and Shobab, Nathan and Solomon, and Abhar and Elishua and Elpalad, and Nogah and Nepheg and Japhiah, and Elishama, and Beliada, and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard, and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, Shall I go up against the Philistines? And wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, Go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand like the breaking forth of waters, therefore they called the name of that place Baal-perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said unto him, Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when thou shalt hear a sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then thou shalt go out to battle, for God is gone forth before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 15. And made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place, which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron, and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohat, Uriel the chief, and his brethren 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brethren 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brethren 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brethren 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Amminadab the chief, and his brethren 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Amminadab. And said unto them, Yea, the chief of the fathers of the Levites, sanctify yourselves, yea, and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto, I have prepared for it. For because ye, not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bare the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren, the singers with instruments of music, psalteries, and harps and cymbals, sounding, by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari their brethren, Ethan the son of Kishiah. And with them their brethren of the second, Zechariah, Ben, and Jaziel, and Chemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattithiah, and Eliphele, and Miniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the porters. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, to sound with cymbals of brass. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Chemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Alamoth. And Mattithiah, and Eliphele, and Miniah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, and Azachiah, with harps on the Sheminith to excel. And Chenaniah, chief of the Levites, for song, he instructed about the song, because he, skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah, doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah, and Jehoshaphat, and Nethaneel, and Amasai, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eliezer, the priests, did blow with the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah, doorkeepers for the ark. So David, and the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David, clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bare the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah the master of the song with the singers, David also, upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal the daughter of Saul looking out at a window saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 16. So they brought the ark of God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread, and a good piece of flesh, and a flagon. And he appointed, of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record, and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jeiel, and Chemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattithiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel with psalteries and with harps, but Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also and Hahaziel the priests with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day David delivered first, to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O yes, seed of Israel his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He, the Lord our God, his judgments, in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word, he commanded to 1,000 generations. Which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac. And hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, to Israel, an everlasting covenant. Saying, Unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And, they went from nation to nation, and from kingdom to another people. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, shew forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great, the Lord, and greatly to be praised, he also, to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people, idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor, in his presence, strength and gladness, in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory, unto his name, bring an offering, and come before him, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him, all the earth, the world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let, say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, let the fields rejoice, and all that, therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for, good, for his mercy, for ever. And say yea, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, glory in thy praise. Blessed, the Lord God of Israel for ever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosah, porters. And Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that, at Gibeon. To offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, and, according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun, and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy, forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun, porters. And all the people departed every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in an house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord, under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, Do all that, in thine heart, for God, with thee. And it came to pass the same night, that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not build me an house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in an house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from tabernacle. Wheresoever I have walked with all Israel, spake I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have ye not built me an house of cedars? Now therefore thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with thee whithersoever thou hast walked, and have cut off all thine enemies from before thee, and have made thee a name like the name of the great men that, in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more, neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges, over my people Israel. Moreover I will subdue all thine enemies. Furthermore I tell thee that the Lord will build thee an house. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired that thou must go, with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne for ever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took, from, that was before thee. But I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for evermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord, and said, Who, I, O Lord God, and what, mine house, that thou hast brought me hitherto? And, this was a small thing in thine eyes, O God, for thou hast spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come, and hast regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. What can David, more to thee for the honor of thy servant? For thou knowest thy servant. O Lord, for thy servant's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all this greatness, in making known all great things. O Lord, none like thee, neither God beside thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth, like thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem, his own people, to make thee a name of greatness and terribleness, by driving out nations from before thy people, whom thou hast redeemed out of Egypt. For thy people Israel didst thou make thine own people for ever, and thou, Lord, becamest their God. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house be established for ever, and do as thou hast said. Let it even be established, that thy name may be magnified for ever, saying, The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, a God to Israel, and, the house of David thy servant, established before thee. For thou, O my God, hast told thy servant that thou wilt build him an house, therefore thy servant hath found, to pray before thee. And now, Lord, thou art God, and hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Now therefore let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may be before thee for ever, for thou blessest, O Lord, and, blessed for ever. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 18. Now after this it came to pass, that David smote the Philistines, and subdued them, and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants, brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer king of Zobah unto Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots, and 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 footmen. David also halved all the chariot, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David put, in Syria Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants, brought gifts. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise from Tibhut, and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, wherewith Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. Now when Tou king of Hamath heard how David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram his son to King David, to inquire of his welfare, and to congratulate him, because he had fought against Hadarezer, and smitten him, for Hadarezer had war with Tou and all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass. Them also King David dedicated unto the Lord, with the silver and the gold that he brought from all nations, from Edom, and from Moab, and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines, and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai the son of Zeruiah slew of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus the Lord preserved David whithersoever he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And Job the son of Zeruiah, over the host, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud, recorder. And Zadok the son of Ahitub, and Abimelech the son of Abiathar, the priests, and Shavsha was scribe. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, over the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and the sons of David, chief about the king. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this, that Nahash the king of the children of Ammon died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will shew kindness unto Hanun the son of Nahash, because his father shewed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun, to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Are not his servants come unto thee for to search, and to overthrow, and to spy out the land? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants, and shaved them, and cut off their garments in the midst hard by their buttocks, and sent them away. Then there went, and told David how the men were served. And he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria Macha, and out of Zeba. So they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Macha and his people, who came and pitched before Medba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities, and came to battle. And when David heard, he sent Job, and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out, and put the battle in array before the gate of the city, and the kings that were come, by themselves in the field. Now when Job saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel, and put, in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered unto the hand of Abishai his brother, and they set, in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me, but if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people, and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do good in his sight. So Job and the people that, with him drew nigh before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. Then Job came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they sent messengers, and drew forth the Syrians that, beyond the river, and Shaphach the captain of the host of Hadarezer, before them. And it was told David, and he gathered all Israel, and passed over Jordan, and came upon them, and set, in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, they fought with him. But the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shaphach the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worse before Israel, they made peace with David, and became his servants, neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon any more. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 20. And it came to pass, that after the year was expired, at the time that kings go out, Job led forth the power of the army, and wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem. And Job smote Rabbah, and destroyed it. And David took the crown of their king from off his head, and found it to weigh 1 talent of gold, and precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city. And he brought out the people that, in it, and cut, with saws, and with harrows of iron, and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass after this, that there arose war at Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Sabechai the Hushathite slew Sippa, of the children of the giant, and they were subdued. And there was war again with the Philistines, and Elhanan the son of Jair slew Lami the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear staff, like a weaver's beam. And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of stature, whose fingers and toes, 4 and 20, 6 and 6, and he also was the son of the giant. But when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimeah David's brother slew him. These were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel, and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Job and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know. And Job answered, The Lord make his people 100 times so many more as they, but, my lord the king, they not all my lord's servants? Why then doth my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Israel? Nevertheless the king's word prevailed against Job. Wherefore Job departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. And Job gave the sum of the number of the people unto David. And all, Israel were 1,000,000 and 100,000 men that drew sword, and Judah, 430,000 men that drew sword. But Levi and Benjamin counted he not among them, for the king's word was abominable to Job. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Israel. And David said unto God, I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing, but now, I beseech thee, do away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. And the Lord spake unto Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and tell David, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I offer thee 3, choose thee 1 of them, that I may do, unto thee. So Gad came to David, and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, choose thee. Either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtaketh, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence, in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait, let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great, his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel unto Jerusalem to destroy it, and as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he repented him of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough, stay now thine hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes, and saw the angel of the Lord stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said unto God, Not I, commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is that have sinned and done evil indeed, but, these sheep, what have they done? Let thine hand, I pray thee, O Lord my God, be on me, and on my father's house, but not on thy people, that they should be plagued. Then the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David, that David should go up, and set up an altar unto the Lord in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spake in the name of the Lord. And Ornan turned back, and saw the angel, and his 4 sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, Grant me the place of threshing floor, that I may build an altar therein unto the Lord, thou shalt grant it me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Ornan said unto David, Take, to thee, and let my lord the king do, good in his eyes, lo, I give, the oxen, for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering, I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, Nay, but I will verily buy it for the full price, for I will not take, which, thine for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight. And David built there an altar unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord, and he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath thereof. At that time when David saw that the Lord had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God, for he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 22. Then David said, This, the house of the Lord God, and this, the altar of the burnt offering for Israel. And David commanded to gather together the strangers that, in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight. Also cedar trees in abundance, for the Zidonians and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, Solomon my son, young and tender, and the house, to be builded for the Lord, exceeding magnifical, of fame and of glory throughout all countries, I will, now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars, thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I, his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong, and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Now, behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weight, for it is in abundance, timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto. Moreover, workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, no number. Arise, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son. Not the Lord your God with you? And hath he given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord, and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God, arise therefore, and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the holy vessels of God, into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 23. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel, with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000. Of which, 24,000, to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000, officers and judges. Moreover 4,000, porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, to praise. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohat, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Lotan, and Shimei. The sons of Lotan, the chief, Jehiel, and Zetham, and Joel, 3. The sons of Shimei, Shalamith, and Haziel, and Haran, 3. These, the chief of the fathers of Lotan. And the sons of Shimei, Hahat, Zena, and Jush, and Beria. These 4, the sons of Shimei. And Hahat was the chief, and Ziza the second, but Jush and Beria had not many sons, therefore they were in one reckoning, according to, father's house. The sons of Kohat, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses, and Aaron was separated, that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Now, Moses the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom, and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershom, Shavuel, the chief. And the sons of Eliezer, Rehabiah the chief. And Eliezer had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shalamith the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Hahaziel the third, and Jechamim the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micha the first, and Jeziah the second. The sons of Merari, Mali, and Mushi. The sons of Mali, Eleazar, and Kish. And Eleazar died, and had no sons, but daughters, and their brethren the sons of Kish took them. The sons of Mushi, Mali, and Eder, and Jeremoth, 3. These, the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls, that did the work for the service of the house of the Lord, from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, The Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no, carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for the service thereof. For by the last words of David the Levites, numbered from 20 years old and above. Because their office, to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts, and in the chambers, and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the house of God. Both for the shew bread, and for the fine flour for meat offering, and for the unleavened cakes, and for the pen, and for that which is fried, and for all manner of measure and size. And to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. And to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number, according to the order commanded unto them, continually before the Lord. And that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy, and the charge of the sons of Aaron their brethren, in the service of the house of the Lord. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 24. Now, the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and had no children, therefore Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and, were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar, 16 chief men of the house of fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another, For the governors of the sanctuary, and governors, of God, were of the sons of Eleazar, and of the sons of Ithamar. And Shemaiah the son of Nethaneel the scribe, of the Levites, wrote them before the king, and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and, the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, one principal household being taken for Eleazar, and, taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Jedaiah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Sarim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Shua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Shabib, the 15th to Bilga, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezire, the 18th to Aphsas, the 19th to Pethiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. These, the orderings of them in their service to come into the house of the Lord, according to their manner, under Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jedaiah. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first, Ishiah. Of the Izharites, Shalamath, of the sons of Shalamath, Hahat. And the sons, Jeriah, Amariah the second, Hahaziel the third, Jechamim the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micha, of the sons of Micha, Shamir. The brother of Micha, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi, the sons of Jaziah, Bino. The sons of Merari by Jaziah, Bino and Shaham and Zachar, and Ibri. Of Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, the son of Kish, Jeremiel. The sons also of Mushi, Mali, and Eder, and Jerimoth. These, the sons of the Levites after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren the sons of Aaron in the presence of David the king, and Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers over against their younger brethren. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 25. Moreover David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals, and the number of the workmen according to their service was. Of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, and Joseph, and Nethaniah, and Asarela, the sons of Asaph under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, and Zeri, and Jeshiah, Hashabiah, and Mattithiah, six, under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp, to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shavuel, and Jerimoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Iliatha, Gidalti, and Romamtezer, Joshbekashah, Malatai, Hadir, Mahachioth. All these, the sons of Heman the king's seer in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these, under the hands of their father for song, the house of the Lord, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps, for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. So the number of them, with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, all that were cunning, was 248. And they cast lots, ward against, as well the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons, 12. The third to Zachar, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The fourth to Isri, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The sixth to Bukiah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The seventh to Sherela, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The eighth to Shia, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The tenth to Shimei, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 11th to Azareel, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 13th to Shubael, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 14th to Mattithiah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 17th to Joshbekashah, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 19th to Malachi, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 20th to Eliatha, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 21st to Hodir, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 23rd to Mahachioth, his sons, and his brethren, 12. The 24th to Romamtezer, his sons, and his brethren, 12. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 26. Concerning the divisions of the porters, of the Korites, Meshelemiah the son of Korah, of the sons of Asaph. And the sons of Meshelemiah, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediel the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elioena the seventh. Moreover the sons of Obed-Edom, Shimeah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sakar the fourth, and Nethaneel the fifth. Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pultai the eighth, for God blessed him. Also unto Shimeah his son were sons born, that ruled throughout the house of their father, for they, mighty men of valor. The sons of Shimeah, Othni, and Rephael, and Obed, Elzabad, whose brethren, strong men, Elihu, and Semachia. All these of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brethren, able men for strength for the service, 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brethren, strong men, 18. Also Hosah, of the children of Merari, had sons, Simri the chief, for, he was not the firstborn, yet his father made him the chief. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosah, 13. Among these, the divisions of the porters, among the chief men, wards one against another, to minister in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots, as well the small as the great, according to the house of their fathers, for every gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah. Then for Zechariah his son, a wise counselor, they cast lots, and his lot came out northward. To Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the house of Azhukim. To Shuppim and Hosah, westward, with the gate Jeleshet, by the causeway of the going up, ward against ward. Eastward, 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and toward Azhukim 2. At Parber westward, 4 at the causeway, 2 at Parber. These, the divisions of the porters among the sons of Korah, and among the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahijah, over the treasures of the house of God, and over the treasures of the dedicated things. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonite Ladan, chief fathers, of Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham, and Joel his brother, over the treasures of the house of the Lord. Of the Amramites, the Azarites, the Hebronites, the Uzzielites. And Shavuel the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, ruler of the treasures. And his brethren by Elizur, Rehabiah his son, and Shiah his son, and Joram his son, and Zikri his son, and Shalamith his son. Which Shalamith and his brethren, over all the treasures of the dedicated things, which David the king, and the chief fathers, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the host, had dedicated. Out of the spoils won in battles did they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Nah, and Job the son of Zeruiah, had dedicated, whosoever had dedicated, under the hand of Shalomith, and of his brethren. Of the Azarites, Chenaniah and his sons, for the outward business over Israel, for officers and judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brethren, men of valor, 1,700, officers among them of Israel on this side Jordan westward in all the business of the Lord, and in the service of the king. Among the Hebronites, Jerijah the chief, among the Hebronites, according to the generations of his fathers. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were sought for, and there were found among them mighty men of valor at Jazer of Gilead. And his brethren, men of valor, 2,700 chief fathers, whom King David made rulers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God, and affairs of the king. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 27. Now the children of Israel after their number, the chief fathers and captains of thousands and hundreds, and their officers that served the king in any matter of the courses, which came in and went out month by month throughout all the months of the year, of every course, 24,000. Over the first course for the first month, Jashobeam the son of Zabdiel, and in his course, 24,000. Of the children of Perez, the chief of all the captains of the host for the first month. And over the course of the second month, Dodai and Ahohite, and of his course, Mikloth also the ruler, in his course likewise, 24,000. The third captain of the host for the third month, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, a chief priest, and in his course, 24,000. This, Benaiah, mighty, the 30, and above the 30, and in his course, Amizabad his son. The fourth, for the fourth month, Asahel the brother of Job, and Zebadiah his son after him, and in his course, 24,000. The fifth captain for the fifth month, Shamhuth the Israelite, and in his course, 24,000. The sixth, for the sixth month, Ira the son of Ikish the Tekoid, and in his course, 24,000. The seventh, for the seventh month, Helez the Pelonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course, 24,000. The eighth, for the eighth month, Sabike the Hushathite, of the Zaraites, and in his course, 24,000. The ninth, for the ninth month, Abizer the Anatothite, of the Benjamites, and in his course, 24,000. The tenth, for the tenth month, Maharai the Netophathite, of the Zaraites, and in his course, 24,000. The eleventh, for the eleventh month, Benaiah the Pirathonite, of the children of Ephraim, and in his course, 24,000. The twelfth, for the twelfth month, Heldai the Netophathite, of Othniel, and in his course, 24,000. Furthermore over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites, Elizur the son of Zichri, of the Simeonites, Shephishah the son of Macha. Of the Levites, Hashabiah the son of Kemuel, of the Aaronites, Zadok. Of Judah, Elihu, of the brethren of David, of Issachar, Omri the son of Michael. Of Zebulun, Ishmael the son of Obadiah, of Naphtali, Jerimoth the son of Israel. Of the children of Ephraim, Hashiah the son of Azachiah, of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel the son of Pedaiah. Of the half, of Manasseh in Gilead, Iddo the son of Zechariah, of Benjamin, Jasiel the son of Abner. Of Dan, Azareel the son of Jeroham. These, the princes of the tribes of Israel. But David took not the number of them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would increase Israel like to the stars of the heavens. Job the son of Zeruiah began to number, but he finished not, because there fell wrath for it against Israel, neither was the number put in the account of the Chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures, Azmaveth the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles, Jehonathan the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work of the field for tillage of the ground, Esri the son of Caleb. And over the vineyards, Shimei the Ramathite, over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars, Zabdi the Shiphamite. And over the olive trees and the sycamore trees that, in the low plains, Baal Hanan the Gedrite, and over the cellars of oil, Joash. And over the herds that fed in Sharon, Shitrei the Sharonite, and over the herds, in the valleys, Shaphat the son of Adlai. Over the camels also, Obil the Ishmaelite, and over the asses, Jedeah the Moronathite. And over the flocks, Jazai the Hagrite. All these, the rulers of the substance which, King David's. Also Jonathan David's uncle was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe, and Jehiel the son of Hachmoni, with the king's sons. And Ahithophel, the king's counselor, and Hushai the Archite, the king's companion. And after Ahithophel, Jehoiada the son of Benaiah, and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army, Job. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, and with the mighty men, and with all the valiant men, unto Jerusalem. Then David the king stood up upon his feet, and said, Hear me, my brethren, and my people, I, in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building. But God said unto me, Thou shalt not build an house for my name, because thou, a man of war, and hast shed blood. Howbeit the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father to be king over Israel for ever, for he hath chosen Judah, the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father he liked me to make king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon my son to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said unto me, Solomon thy son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him, my son, and I will be his father. Moreover I will establish his kingdom forever, if he be constant to do my commandments and my judgments, as at this day. Now therefore in the sight of all Israel the congregation of the Lord, and in the audience of our God, keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord your God, that ye may possess this good land, and leave, for an inheritance for your children after you forever. And thou, Solomon my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, for the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts, if thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary, be strong, and do. Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat. And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. Also for the courses of the priests and the Levites, and for all the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of service in the house of the Lord. Of gold by weight for all instruments of all manner of service, for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments of every kind of service. Even the weight for the candlesticks of gold, and for their lamps of gold, by weight for every candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, and for the candlesticks of silver by weight, for the candlestick, and for the lamps thereof, according to the use of every candlestick. And by weight, gold for the tables of shew bread, for every table, and silver for the tables of silver. Also pure gold for the flesh hooks, and the bowls, and the cups, and for the golden basins, by weight for every basin, and by weight for every basin of silver. And for the altar of incense refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubims, that spread out, and covered the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All, the Lord made me understand in writing by hand upon me, all the works of this pattern. And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage, and do, fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, with thee, he will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. And, behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites, for all the service of the house of God, and, with thee for all manner of workmanship every willing skillful man, for any manner of service, also the princes and all the people, holy at thy commandment. Chronicles, Book 1, Chapter 29. Furthermore David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, young and tender, and the work, great, for the palace, not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for, of gold, and the silver for, of silver, and the brass for, of brass, the iron for, of iron, and wood for, of wood, onyx stones, and, to be set, glistering stones, and of divers colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good, of gold and silver, I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the houses. The gold for, of gold, and the silver for, of silver, and for all manner of work, by the hands of artificers. And who is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered willingly. And gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver 10,000 talents, and of brass 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron. And they with whom stones were found gave, to the treasure of the house of the Lord, by the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. Then the people rejoiced, for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed, thou, Lord God of Israel our Father, for ever and ever. Thine, O Lord, the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty, for all, in the heaven and in the earth, thine, the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor, of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand, power and might, and in thine hand, to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and praise thy glorious name. But who, I, and what, my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things, of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. For we, strangers before thee, and sojourners, as, all our fathers, our days on the earth, as a shadow, and, none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house for thine holy name, of thine hand, and, all thine own. I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart, and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart I have willingly offered all these things, and now have I seen with joy thy people, which are present here, to offer willingly unto thee. O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, our fathers, keep this forever in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people, and prepare their heart unto thee. And give unto Solomon my son a perfect heart, to keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy statutes, and to do all, and to build the palace, the which I have made provision. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down their heads, and worshipped the Lord, and the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices unto the Lord, and offered burnt offerings unto the Lord, on the morrow after that day, 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. And did eat and drink before the Lord on that day with great gladness. And they made Solomon the son of David king the second time, and anointed, unto the Lord, the chief governor, and Zadok, priest. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes, and the mighty men, and all the sons likewise of King David, submitted themselves unto Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel, and bestowed upon him royal majesty as had not been on any king before him in Israel. Thus David the son of Jesse reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel, 40 years, 7 years reigned he in Hebron, and 33 reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor, and Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they, written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer. With all his reign and his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries.